So welcome all of you on Saturday Nurses Program. What is today's date? 6th August? This is the month of Shravan, not so month of Ramadan this year. Ramadan goes on behind, going behind regularly. But Ramadan is having calculation of 28 days into 12. So every year Ramadan goes behind. Sometimes it comes in middle of the winter, sometimes in middle of summer, or rains or whatever. Now this year there is a great benefit of all the Shravan people who are fasting. They will also get the benefit of Ramadan fasting. And Ramadan fasting, you will also get Shravan fasting benefit. So, two in one benefits. And many times I have seen that Ramadan Eid also comes on Ekadashi. Many times I have seen, many times. So it's a nice thing. And Janmashtami also comes in this month only. In this month we have Janmashtami. Before that also Balram appearance day also. Balram Jayanti also. Balram birthday. On Shravan Shuddha Purnima we have Balram birthday. That is also known as Narali Purnima. The same day of Raksha Bandhan is the day of Balramji's birth. And after 8 days of that, there is Krishna Janmashtami. That is on Shravan Krishna Paksha Ashtami. That is in the next fortnight. And after 15 days of that, we have got Bhadrapad Shuddha Ashtami. We have got Radha Ashtami. So Shravan and Bhadrapad, both the months are great festive months in India. Especially in UP and north side. Because in Shravan Bhadra, a lot of festivals are there. And these are not even known in Bombay. Like one of the festival is at the beginning of Shravan only. That is called as Hariyali Tij. Hariyali Tij is a very special festival, you know. You have to actually go there to see in Barsana, Vrindavan, what is Hariyali Tij. A very big festival. Tij means Tritiya, the third day of the month. And Hariyali means green, everything green. So because rains start late in UP than Bombay and South. So greenery starts appearing in Bombay from June beginning only. But it takes some time to go to UP side. And on this time the rains have already begun. Now it's not very heavy rains there, but it's begun. So greenery is started now coming up. So to celebrate that greenery, they celebrate this festival, Hariyali Tij. And on this day, in Vrindavan and temples, every temple will bring their lords out from the inner side. Wherever the lord is, it comes sometimes much inside in the chambers. But on this day, they will bring the lord outside, right in front of you. And the lord will be dressed in green color dress. There will be ornaments of green diamonds or whatever is a false or true, it's all green color jewelry. You know, green beads or green false jewelry, whatever you have, imitation. Whatever is there, everything is green color. Dress also green color, border also green color. And also flowers, they will use green color. And all the decorations of green color. When the pujari will use dress of green color, dhoti and kurta green color, dupatta green color, and the curtain that is covering the lord and opening is also green color. Everything is green and they do very gorgeous decoration. For example, in Banki Bihari temple, Banki Bihari is a very famous lord in Vrindavan. It's like this much size murti is there. Baby Krishna standing, a very unique murti. This whole murti, they will put in a big lotus made in decoration. Full lotus, in between they will place the lord. And the lotus is like as if he is sitting in the lotus. And around that there will be full decoration of the temple. Full everywhere, behind, in front, all flower chandeliers and flower decorations, flower hangers, flower garlands. Everywhere, full temple, they will bring flowers from Bangalore, from all places, different specialities. That is called as full bungalow. They will actually make bungalow of flowers. And at the gate of the bungalow of flowers, at the gate, Krishna is sitting in the lotus flower. And then there are windows, and then there are jharukhas, and then there are other entrances, and then there is front, and then there is decoration outside the house also. The house is there, and at the gate of the house, Lord is sitting. And that is Hari Ali Teach. This is one celebration that they do. And every temple in Vrindavan will have this decoration of Hari Ali Teach. Very famous. And another story that takes place in this month is that when Shravan begins, no? The Shravan month, Shravan first day begins. Before that, all the newly married girls who have gone to their husband's house have to go to their mother's house back. And it is considered to be inauspicious to stay in Shravan in your husband's house in north. Only for newly married girls, not for elderly Matajis. And for that, the mother sends the brother in a chariot. And the brother will go to the in-law's house and bring the sister in chariot. He will drive the chariot. He will become the sarthi. And bring the sister to the mother's house. And there are a list of specific preparations which the mother cooks for the daughter who is married to, And the list of preparations are given. I didn't bring the book. It's very nice preparations are there. Mostly sweets and namkeens are there. And moong dal fried and all those typical items are there which are meant to be fed to that girl. She will not work in the house as before. She will just, as a celebrity or a DT, you can say. She is served like that with great love. So the lila of this time is that on when the Hari Ali Teach day came, that means already 2 days of the month have gone. We are 2 days late already. And the third day also has come. And still, Radharani has not been taken to house of her mother. So Radharani is in her husband's house and she is singing songs, Oh mother, have you forgotten me? Oh brother Sri Rama, where are you? You have not come to take me. And one person comes called Banjara. You know what is in Banjara? Banjara means he's like tribal people. They will just have the luggage on the back and they'll have stick in hand and they'll keep moving with their cows and donkeys and all. They'll keep moving from one place to another. So when she sees that Banjara, from his body language, she understands he is from Barsana. You understand? Now, somebody comes from your village. You understand that our village is not. Immediately you will make out. Now, somebody comes from Kerala, you will know that this is from Kerala or some Goa, whatever. So like that, she understands he is from Barsana, and her memory of Barsana becomes intensified, too much intensified. And then she becomes like almost crying, where is Sri Rama? Why he has not come? And at that same time, behind the Banjara, the chariot comes and Sri Rama comes, her brother, and says, please come. Then she is sit on the chariot and she goes back to Barsana. And that is one of the unique Rath Yatras of that place. Like we have Jagannath Rath Yatra, different story is there. This is one of the unique Rath Yatras. It takes place from Radharani Sasural to Barsana. That is the pastime of Hari Ali Teach. Now this is a very unique festival. No? Maharashtrians may not know this. South Indians may not know this. It's like very typical of that place. And like that, there is really something is going on. Like on a particular day, in the Kartik, on Thursday, they will worship Amla tree. Amla tree. And that day, they will worship Amla tree and then start eating Amlas for the next 4 months. Everything what they do is festival. Like when Krishna was there, whatever you do was festival only. Oh, he's going out to herd the cows and there's a festival. Oh, today he's given charge of small babies, so it's a festival. Today he's given charge of big cows are given to him, it's a festival. Every day is festival. The first time he danced with gopis in the middle of the night, it's a festival. Oh, he lifted Govardhan, it's a festival. He kept the Govardhan down, it's a festival. Everything was a festival. Every day, ladies are going to take food for him in the jungle, wherever he's playing, it's a festival. In the night, they are decorating for him, it's a festival. And then his birthday comes, it's a festival. Balram's birthday comes, it's a festival. On the Balram's birthday, Balram was supposed to stay at home and donate cows to Brahmins. So Rohini said that today is your birthday, don't go. Let Krishna only go. So Krishna went. And that was the day, I think, Brahmaji stole the cows. That is the day Brahma came looking for Krishna, is he our Lord? Somebody told him that Agasur was killed. Agasur was a great demon who has threatened and scared all the demigods. So all the demigods were scared of this snake demon. and they heard in heavenly planets that that particular snake demon, who was so huge that his opened mouth was touching the sky, such a big snake it was. When he opened his mouth, the upper end of the mouth was touching the sky, and his mouth was looking like a highway. His tongue was like a big, huge highway. So Saraswati just climbed on the highway and just went inside. Nagasura closed his mouth. And then finally, when everybody went inside, still the mouth was open. And Krishna was watching, Hari, look at these boys, how much faith they have got. Where they are walking inside, they are talking, what if it's a demon? So what? Krishna is there, no? He will save us. They are discussing this and they are going. Some of them are also talking about some worry, you know, what if he is demon, he kills us, he eats up. Don't worry, he is there, no? Every time he has saved us, so they are jumping and going inside. And still the mouth is open. See, I told you, we went inside, nothing happened. But he is waiting for Krishna to come in. And Krishna is wondering, see how much faith they have got. He is sitting and watching on the branch of the tree. Oh, everybody has gone in. So he also goes in. As soon as he goes in, the demon closes his mouth. And then inside everybody is shouting, crying, and they die inside because of the suffocation. And then Krishna becomes big inside and becomes red hot inside, like iron. So he gets suffocated, his eyes bulge out, and then he pierces his body and comes out. And demon is killed. And then all the boys are taken out by Krishna, and Krishna looks at them very mercifully with his glance, and with this glance everybody just becomes awake, alive again. So this story is narrated by all the demigods in the skies, you know. This happened, this happened, this happened. So they say one 7-year-old boy on earth killed this big demon. And you know something, this 7-year-old boy is God himself come down, incarnate on the world. So Brahma thought, oh, is it so? All of us are scared and 7-year-old boy is killing the demon. And they say, it's Lord himself. Let me go and see. So on the birthday of Balaramji, Balaramji is at home. And Krishna has gone out with cows. And that time cows means babies were there with him. Not big cows. So big cows, baby cows are all sitting around. And they sit down on the bank of Jamuna. And they start eating their food. They open their tiffins. And they saying, oh, you eat this, you eat this. Oh, take this. This my mother has made very nicely. Please eat this. So everybody is sharing. They are eating also half. Oh, this is very sweet. You please take this. And so Krishna is putting something in his mouth and giving some to somebody. And somebody is putting something in their mouth and giving Krishna. So all this is wonderfully happening. They are sharing lassis and sandesh and burfis and ladus and kachoris and everything nicely. And they are enjoying a beautiful time. And Brahmaji comes in the sky on the swan just to see who is that boy. And they have told me he is Lord. So he just sees that the so-called Lord is eating from mouth of everybody. While whom I worship as Lord, the same Lord, of course, we will confuse that time. When we worship him, then we offer everything to him first. And we keep him aside and close everything down. Ring bells, we chant various verses and prayers and keep aside, and then we ring the bell, we open again, and then we honor that Mahaprasad. It's not a single time that, you know, I eat, he eats, I eat and he eat in between. This is not the way to eat. And he is eating from the mouth of simple coward boys. They're not even cultured people also. They're simple looking, not demigods, not knowledgeable people. They are simple, playful boys who are uneducated from village. And from their mouth he is eating that food. How can he be Lord? And to bewilder him further, what happened was that while they are enjoying this nice pastime, there is one friend of Krishna called Madhu Mangal. And he is Brahmin. And he is fat. He is very fond of laddus and lassis and all. So he has got a big pot of lassi. And he is coming. And he sees that everybody is sharing everything with Krishna. Maybe if I go in them, I also may have to share my lassi with him. He said, no, I will have to drink myself only. So he is standing a little away and drinking the whole pot fast. Before everybody comes to know, it has to be finished. But Krishna sees them, see, Madhu Mangal is cheating us, he is not coming and sharing his lassi with us. So Krishna just jumped from the whole situation, ran to him, and by the time he reached him, Madhu Mangal filled everything in his gut, whatever he can, last bout he put in his cheeks, you know. Like this. So Krishna just jumped on him and just gave him two nice gulchas on his cheek, and the lassi comes out like a pichkari. It comes out and Krishna puts hand and drinks it. And Brahma says, my God, how can he be Lord? lassi coming out of his mouth, he is drinking. He cannot be the Lord. Krishna wanted to really bewilder him further. That's why he did this actually. Actually, he knew. Krishna knows everything. He is watching from there, aerial view. So he wanted to bewilder him further. So really bewildered. So he said, now let me test him. Is really God or not? So then they were enjoying. And the cow, the baby cows, just went ahead to search fresh grass and all something. So when they went little ahead from them, Brahma came and stole all the baby cows and put them in a cave. Put them in a slumber. Slumber means samohan, you know, he put them to sleep by mantras. They all fell asleep in the cave. And sometime while playing, eating, they realized that, oh, where are cows? Where are baby cows? They look around, they don't see anybody. So Krishna is so kind, he says, don't disturb your happiness. You all are sitting nicely in circle, enjoying food, and don't disturb your enjoyment. Keep continuing your enjoyment. I will go and search your cows. So he leaves their company from the lotus-like arrangement. They are sitting like lotus arrangement, beautiful arrangement. He gets up and he goes out and he sees some footprints, where the baby cows have gone, and after some time the footprints have disappeared. You go here, some footprints, after no footprints. Some grass eating situation is there. They have eaten grass from here, grass from there. They make out. They have eaten grass here, eaten grass there, and no footprint afterwards. So he understands that Brahma has stolen these baby cows. So it's okay, fine. He comes back to meet his friends. In the meantime, Brahma also steals all the boys also. He puts them into sammohan, into slumber, picks them all up, put them in the same cave. And they are sleeping and the cows are sleeping, baby cows. Everybody is there and Krishna is alone because he had carried some rice and dahi in his hand while, they are, how children are. Sometimes eating, they are playing. Sometimes playing, they are eating. So, eating only he got up. So, he had something in his hand, searching. So, he came back and he was looking with rice and everything in hand and looking for his friends, Where are my friends gone? So, he understands that Brahma has stolen them also. He said, okay, I'll teach him a good lesson. So, then what he did? Time came to go home in the evening. Now suppose you go home alone and you are gone with so many friends and so many baby cows. All mothers will ask, where is our son? All the people are, where is our baby cow? So how can Krishna go home alone? They will all be worried. So Krishna expanded into all the coward friends. He became Sridhama, he became Madhumangal, he became Ratpak, he became Arjun, he became Ujjwal, he became all of them. And also he became all the cows, baby cows also. He expanded himself. And they were dressed up in a very unique manner. He expanded as Sridhama exactly the way he is. The way he puts his stick and the way he holds his stick, the way he wears dresses, same color, everything. As if the mother has dressed themselves only. And singing, dancing, playing, joking, they return home back. Everybody goes to their houses. And that day they are not their children, they are all Krishnas. But in the form of babies, So everybody feels great enjoyment, much more than what they would meet their son. Everybody will wait for the son, and they'll have one affection, they will smell their head and kiss them and everything. But that day they feel much, much more affection than what they feel for their own children. Because they love Krishna more than their children. So they feel that affection which they feel for Krishna, but they feel, it's my child only. Why am I feeling so much affection? They are all confused. Everybody is confused. The cows, big cows, are meeting their baby cows, they are coming, and the big cows are feeling more love than their cows, than what they usually feel. So they also bewildered, today is my baby only cow. And they feel like, as if when they meet Krishna, what they feel that kind of love that day. So everybody is confused, but everybody is very happy. Extremely happy. And then for one full year, this goes on. All the baby cows are Krishna, all the coward boys are Krishna, and they are staying in their different houses all over Vrindavan. Everybody's baby cow is Krishna, everybody's son is Krishna. But in different forms, and they are enjoying great happiness, and they can't understand why this is happening. But they are really enjoying. In the meantime, there is one lady called Purnamasi. She tells that this is a very beautiful time. A very auspicious time. All the stars are in good place. If you get your daughters married to all suitable boys, it will be excellent. So Nandamara also agrees, yes, this is a beautiful idea. Before that, there was no good constellation. One time there was a proposal and the same lady had denied the proposal. Stars are not good, so this is not right time. This is a very beautiful time, everybody is convinced. So immediately they pair up nicely and all the gopis, girls get married with all the gopi boy, gopa boys, and they stay for 1 year in the house of each other, in the in-laws' house, but actually husband is Krishna. Why is that? Because when the first proposal was denied, all the gopis were very upset, you know. Oh, we all wanted to get married with Krishna, but we could not get married with Krishna. So they performed tapasya at the bank of Jamuna for 1 month, fasting. So Karva Chauth comes in that month. After Kartik ends, Margashirsha starts. And because Margashirsha is a month of Krishna, he says Margashirshoham, Masanam Margashirshoham. I am Margashirsha in the month, in the months. So they choose that month because Radharani's month is Kartik. So they wait for Kartik to get over and they wait for Krishna's month to come and they worship Krishna by fasting at the bank of Jamuna for 30 days. And Krishna is knowing that he, all the gopis are performing tapasya to get me as a husband. So he arranges his pastime. So he becomes all the cowherd boys and he gets married with them. And he stays with them for 1 year. Now 1 year of that earthly time is one moment for Brahma. Now Brahma goes to put the cows and babies, baby cows and cowherd boys in the cave, right? And he comes back in one moment. In that one moment of his, 1 year has passed here. They have gone back, they have every day come to play, full month they are coming in, going and playing in the forest, then marriage takes place, everything takes place. And one moment he comes back, he again sees all the cowherd boys. Now all the baby cows that he has stolen are playing with Krishna in the same spot, in the same way, in the same thing. So he is wondering, maybe this boy is a mystic boy, you know, he must have done some jadu. So let me go and see back again. So he goes back and sees, they are sleeping there also. All boys, all baby cows are sleeping there also. So he again comes back, again he finds everybody is there enjoying. So he gets totally bewildered. And then what happens is, you know, he's the topmost brain in the whole universe. Not one brain. How many brains has God? Huh? 4 brains. Our Brahma has 4 brains. 4 heads, 4 brains. So with that all most intelligent 4 brains, he's get completely bewildered. And then to surprise him further, all the baby cows and all the boys become Vishnus in front of his eyes only. Already he is bewildered enough, he is going back and forth and is completely confused. Kya ho raha hai, samajh mein nahi aa raha usko. My all intelligence is failing over here, how this is possible? And to bewilder him further, all the boys and playfully playing here and there, they shall suddenly become 4-armed Vishnus. And what is happening further to that? That with each Vishnu, there is a set of 33 crore demigods worshipping each Vishnu. Can you imagine the confusion? Uske aankhon ke samne sab ho raha hai, everything. पहले विष्णु बन गए वही कंफ्यूजन था उसके आगे ईच विष्णु हैज वन सेट ऑफ 33 डेमिगॉड्स लाइक शिवा लक्ष्मी एवरीबॉडी इज देयर सनत कुमार नारद मुनि वर्शिपिंग दैट पर्टिकुलर वन फॉर्म एंड ईच फॉर्म इज वर्शिप लाइक दैट बाय सो मेनी सेट्स ऑफ डेमिगॉड्स देन ब्रह्मा जी कंप्लीटली गेट्स बिविल्डर्ड एंड ही गेट्स डाउन द स्वान एंड ऑफर्स दंडवत प्रणाम टू कृष्णा आई सेड आई एम वेरी सॉरी आई मेड अ मिस्टेक And while he is doing that, suddenly all Vishnu forms disappear. All demigods disappear. Again Krishna is standing searching his boys. Where are the boys? Where are the cows? Like that. So then he falls at his feet. He says, I am very sorry. I didn't understand you as my Lord. You are the same Lord whom I worship. Please forgive me. And he has to listen to all the prayers of repentance and everything. Brahma falls at his feet. From his 8 eyes, he bathes Krishna's feet with his tears of repentance. And then he brings all the boys and the baby cows and they again go back home. Now, in between, one day, like this began, this happened on the Balram's birthday. So, Balram was not there, na? So, next day when Balramji joined, then again, birthday over. So, next day he joined them again, cowherd boys. And he saw that the baby cows are grazing and the mother cows are grazing on the mountain somewhere. With the elderly people are grazing them. Baby cows are grazing with Krishna here. Suddenly, some baby cows are seen by the mother cows from the mountain. And like mad, they start running down, chasing their children. With their tails raised, they are running downhill. And it's so scary, you know, they can tumble also, they can die also. So all the cowherd men become so bewildered. Yeah, what is happening? They are running like mad to their children. Every day they see their children grazing, but today they are running because they are not baby cows, no? They were Krishna himself. But then Balramji is watching all these things. So Balramji goes and asks Krishna, what is the secret? सो बलराम जी के कान में कृष्ण बोलते हैं, ऑल दीज आर मी ओनली, आई हैव कन्वर्टेड माई सेल्फ इन टू ऑल कावर्ड बॉयज एंड बेबी काउस एंड दिस इज वॉट इज हैपनिंग. सो दिस इज द लीला ऑफ बलराम बर्थडे. सो नाइस पास्ट टाइम, इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम. एंड देन आफ्टर 8 days कृष्णाज बर्थ इज देयर. बलराम वॉज बॉर्न बिफोर इन द वूम ऑफ रोहिणी. रोहिणी वॉज ऑल्सो वसुदेव वाइफ एंड बिकॉज ऑफ द फियर ऑफ कंसा ही हैड सेंट हर टू हिज फ्रेंड्स हाउस टू टेक केयर ऑफ हर. And there she is already pregnant, and Devaki gives birth to 7th child, and that is called Sankarshan. Sankarshan is also expansion of avatar of Balram. Original Balram is in the womb of Rohini, and the Sankarshan is born from Devaki. Then Mahamaya comes, Yogmaya comes and picks up this womb, this baby, and takes her to Rohini's womb. And the Sankarshan from Devaki's womb merges with the Balram in Rohini's womb. समझ में आया क्या? Two ladies are pregnant. One is with Balram's expansion Sankarshan, baby. Then Krishna is ordering from the skies to Yogmaya, please come and pick up this baby in the womb and transfer her to Rohini's womb. So the two personalities become one in the womb of Rohini, because Rohini is the original mother of Balramji. And then the 7th baby is considered to be miscarriage. Suddenly the 7th month lady appears to be no baby in the womb. So they say maybe she lost the baby. Like from other calculations, they thought there is no baby in the womb, so she lost the baby as miscarriage. Then 8th time Krishna is conceived. And then she is not conceived by the way we are thinking of conception. There Balramji is born on Shravan Shuddha Purnima. He is born, and after 8 days again Krishna is born. And then at that time when Krishna is born in the middle of the night, again Yogmaya is summoned by Krishna. You take birth, once you do this job of transferring, you take birth from the womb of Yashoda. Yashoda delivers a baby girl there in the middle of the night, and then she is so exhausted on delivery, she doesn't even see, like, you know, baby or boy, girl or boy, who is born. By the arrangement of the Lord, of course, nobody is like that, but she is so exhausted, she goes to sleep in slumber, and baby is born and is next to her. There Krishna is born, and immediately all the chains get broken, and Vasudeva is ordered by Krishna, take me to Gokul and exchange me with that girl who is born there. So he goes in the middle of the night, at 12 o'clock in the night. Jamuna gives a beautiful way from full flooded. First Jamuna is flooded, and is flooding so much that water starts rising, you know, from the waist to the chest and to the face and the nose, above nose, and it is just drowning. And then at that time Krishna is in the basket. Krishna takes his feet out, hanging from the basket, and that touches the water of Jamuna. As soon as Jamuna gets darshan of Krishna, like touches the feet, immediately she gives way. So he is surprised, suddenly there is water here and suddenly water is no. And from behind of his body, water again starts accumulating. He just walks all the way, goes to Gokul in the middle of the night, secretly enters, exchanges the baby, picks up the baby girl, puts in the basket, and again he sees Jamuna is flooded. Again Jamuna gives way, and again Jamuna covers himself from behind, and he goes back. All the doors are open, only he goes inside. Immediately all chains come upon him, and the baby cries. As soon as baby cries, all the people who are sleeping there, guards and everything, they had gone to sleep, uncontrollable sleep, you know, they can't even wake up. All this is happening when they are fully put into sleep by Krishna's arrangement. And suddenly when the baby cries, they all wake up. And they are told, whenever you hear a baby crying, inform me immediately. So they run to in the middle of the night to Kamsa and tell him, there is birth, but sir, this time is girl. And what we heard in Akashvani, that it was going to be a boy. Maybe even demigods lie these days. Only demigods make announcement in the sky, is all true. And they are told 8 sons will be the cause of your death. And looks like it's girl. So they have changed their plan. So anyway, he says, girl or boy, I don't have to bother about it. So Devaki says, you already killed my 7 sons. 8th one was supposed to be son to be killing you, killer of yours. But it's not a son, it's daughter. I will marry this daughter to your son. Please, don't kill this daughter. So his mind tells him, who knows what is the declaration, boy or girl? He's the 8th child, I don't know, boy or girl, maybe I should finish the child now only. So he says, I don't want to hear anything. She snatches the baby from her hand and about to smash on the stone, she just slips from the hand and goes in the sky and assumes the whole 8-arm form of Durga Devi and warns him, you rascal Kamsa, you will be soon killed. Your killer is already born, is somewhere else, and you will be soon killed by his hands. And she disappears. And then Kamsa is becoming so repentful. So, I'm sorry my sister, I troubled you so much, you know, what to do, destiny is so much. Babies are supposed to be killed and they were killed by my hands. It's all destiny's decision, not my decision. I feel repentful for that. Please forgive me, because I was scared that he had lost that 8th baby, which he wanted to kill. And he doesn't know where that baby is. And then he goes back in a repentful mood and they say, I release you now, please, you know, forgive me. So he releases both of them, they go back home. As soon as they go back home, he goes to his assembly of ministers. And they say, no, how can you do this? We have to kill that baby wherever it is. And we heard that he has gone to Gokul. So immediately Kamsa's mind again changes. He takes the order out that all newborn babies in Gokul should be killed. So who came for that? On the 6th day of Krishna's birth. That was called Chhat Puja. Chhat Puja will be na? Chhat Puja. Shashti Pujan will be. On Shashti Pujan day, Krishna is on Shashti Pujan going on of Krishna. Nice festival is there. Everybody is busy. You know, all nice ceremony is going on. So Kamsa summons Putana. He says, you should go and kill all the newborn babies. So what is the best way to kill newborn babies? To feed them breast milk. So she puts Kalakuta poison. Aho Bakiyam Sanakalakutam. She puts Kalakuta, the most deadly poison, in her breast. And she assumes a beautiful lady's form. Actually, she was 12 miles long. And she had a very ghastly form. You can imagine a lady of 12 miles. You can't say height. She was like very big, huge, with teeth coming out and very ugly body. So she said, if I go like this, nobody will accept me. So she assumes she had a siddhi of changing form. So she became a very beautiful lady, nicely dressed up like very loving mother. And she goes, and everywhere she goes, whichever house she goes, she asks for the newborn baby and she feeds them and throws them. Feeds them and throws them. Feeds them and throws them. They all just die, you know. Finally she comes to Krishna's house in Gokul. And Sudamaya is very busy in preparing Shashti Pujan and Krishna also was very happy. So she just leaves him down there. Anyway, she's also sitting with him. And this beautiful lady comes and she says, can I take your baby? Can I help you out? You can do something else. I'll take care of the baby. So she feels, oh, such a sweet lady has come to my house. She looks like she has come from heavens, you know. Some demigoddess has come to bless my child. And I'm so fortunate that such a beautiful, auspicious lady has come to my house. So it's my great fortune that my baby Krishna is so fortunate. So he great lovingly and faithfully she gives the baby in his hand. And she takes the baby and goes behind the house and then starts feeding. She says, now this baby is mine. I will kill him very surely. So she's very happily sitting. Finally, I have reached my destination and I have done my job. Project Krishna is finished. And she's happily feeding the baby. Krishna is happily drinking the breast milk nicely. And then she feels some pain. She said, okay, I'll take him out from my breast. So he tries to take him out, he's stuck to the breast like anything. So he just pushed out. No, not possible to push him out. And then she's sucking. The breast milk is finished, the blood is finished, and life also he sucks her out from the breast. She's crying, howling. In between, when she's howling, she couldn't keep her beautiful form. So she just came back to the original form. She couldn't bear the pain also, that the life-threatening pain. He was actually sucking her life out of the whole thing. So she couldn't continue with her beautifully changed form. She came to original form and she was 12 miles long and her breasts were like mountains. A small baby was on top of the mountain, sucking, you know, from there. And she's like shaking her hands and legs and crying and shouting, save me, leave me baby, leave me. And the baby doesn't leave her and she dies. And with this loud sound of this lady in the jungle behind the house, all come running to see. And they see that a huge ghastly lady, a 12 feet long body, and on the mountain on the breast on top, this small baby is sucking. They said, what kind of baby is this? How is this there? So then they come running and they pick up Krishna and say, my God, some witch came today, you know, and the witch changed the whole form. She was a witch actually. So they start chanting mantras and they bring baby calf and baby calf tail. They start touching Krishna from all bodies and they start chanting mantras of protection. And they say, who give this to this lady? Who was responsible? I said, I don't know. I thought he was a very beautiful demigoddess. So all discussion taking place, you know, out of scare. And Nanda Maharaj comes running with men there and they say, he kisses Krishna, embraces him. Oh, our baby is saved today. Thank you very much for our worship of Lord Vishnu. He has saved our baby today. Like that. This is what takes place. This is how Putana is killed. And it is said that before Putana died, Krishna closed his eyes and sucked the breast milk. So there was weird acharyas explain why he closed his eyes. Because Krishna is Supreme Lord and the first demon that he had to kill was a woman. So he was feeling very shy to kill a woman in the first place only. So he closed his eyes and he sucked the milk and he killed her actually. So this is how the explanation is given. So like that, from the babyhood only, Krishna killed huge demons. So we celebrate Janmashtami, memorizing the birth of Krishna, likely. And such a beautiful thing. So people go to jail, you know, when they are distributing books and distributing so many Krishna conscious activities, and some countries they are arrested and they are put to jail. So they called up Prabhupada and told Prabhupada, we are arrested. Please save us. So Prabhupada said, but Krishna was born in jail. Don't worry. You have gone to Krishna's birthplace. Don't worry about it. So some of the devotees went to jail because they were singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra on the road. Like they do. Today also we do here. But in foreign countries, you know, sometimes it's not allowed. So when they are playing some unusual kind of instruments and something like cymbals and something like different kind of song and chant, so they were like not happy. Police caught them and put them in jail. So they were so enthusiastic. They are singing in the jail also. So they first informed Prabhupada ki aisa hua hai. Prabhupada said, don't worry, Krishna will protect you. You don't worry, you continue what you are doing. So they started chanting in the jail. They started chanting in the jail. All the prisoners came and joined them. And they are chanting Hare Krishna, started dancing, jumping, and there was hours and hours and hours together. They are using dabba, they are using the wall, they are using spoons, and they are using all the music, because their instruments were all stolen, na? They were all captured by the police. And there are no instruments, so they were using spoons and plates and making noise and playing on the walls and everything. And everybody was not sleeping at night, just jumping and chanting and dancing. So the jailer said, this is a nuisance. You release him. So they released him. And they came back to the temple in the middle of the night running. So Prabhupada said, I told you Krishna will save you. You don't give up the holy name. Krishna will save you. See? The same name he chanted in the jail. He said, this is too much to bear. We have not seen such kind of prisoners. So we don't want this to happen in the jail. I don't know what our seniors will tell. What kind of activities are happening in jail. So better do you send them off. They are crazy people. Like that. So, you know, one has to have faith. They had that faith, from being foreigners. They chanted the holy name. One more condition was there. How one should keep faith in the Lord. But there was a Vietnam War, no? In the Vietnam War time, I have told you the story of the first Rath Yatra in San Francisco, in the lecture I told once there. So after Rath Yatra was over, there was a fancy in San Francisco. That particular shop, na, where they bought those murtis in big three parcels had come from India. Huge parcels, you know, and three parcels, one parcel of all Jagannath murtis, and one is from Subhadra murtis, and another is Balaram murtis. Small, but three big parcels had come. So when Rath Yatra took place, it became very, 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 very famous all over the San Francisco. So all of them went to that shop, and everybody, like for fashion's sake, they bought one piece of Jagannath, you know. And devotees also went and bought Jagannath ka pieces and they started putting on the neck. So one of the devotees who were putting this, staying in San Francisco, Vietnam War began, so they were picking up all young boys, you know, and recruiting them in the war. Come, we'll train you and you have to go to Vietnam. So they were not desiring to go because they had become devotees by then. And even those who have not become devotees, they also didn't want to go to Vietnam War. Who will go to war, you know? Kither Vietnam, kither America? What is the purpose? We don't know. We are just forced to become warriors and trained in guns and this and that, go to fight in the war somewhere in the wilderness. So they didn't have any desire to go there. But somehow they were forced They would go come to houses. How many young men you have? They will pick up the young men, put in the car and take it to camp and train them, make them soldiers and send them to war. So they picked up one of the devotees, Madhudvisha. So Madhudvisha was very unhappy. He said, Prabhupada, they are picking me up. Please save me. He said, Krishna will save you. Don't worry. And he was like, actually in tears, you know, he was holding Jagannath in the locket at least and praying, oh Jagannath, please save me. I don't want to go to war. I don't want to go to Vietnam. Please save me. So there, before recruiting in the camp of military cantonment, there was a medical checkup. So medical checkup, he was in dhuti and kurta, no? So everybody was in pants, shirt, jeans and bermudas, whatever they were wearing. And one weird guy came in dhuti and kurta, you know. So they said, so many clothes on, I can't examine you. Medical checkup, I can't examine you. Remove everything. Only keep your underclothes. So he removed everything. And then he came, then the doctor saw his own big Jagannath on the chest, you know, with a thread on this and Jagannath hanging on that. He said, remove that also. He said, no, I can't remove this. So why? Why can't you remove this? It's a wooden doll. It's not a wooden doll. This is my Lord. So what? This is Lord? What kind of Lord is this? Like this, guys. He can't be Lord. No. I will not leave this. He is my Lord. So the doctor said, he looks crazy. He can't be recruited in the army. Leave him. We can't take crazy people. He looks psychiatric patient. What he will do in the war? So they released him. So immediately wore his clothes, held his Jagannath's hand and dancing, he went behind. He said, we told you we are crazy. See, he's really crazy. He's dancing also now with the murti holding in the hand. And he left the camp and went dancing from the road all the way back to the temple and met Prabhupada. Prabhupada, this is what happened today. So I told you, Krishna will save you. No, they appeared crazy from the worldly point of view. They were totally crazy. But actually they saved themselves. Many devotees were picked up like that. Even in India, when there was Second World War, the Britishers were coming and picking up Indian young boys from families. And they came to temple also, Hare Krishna temple also. That time Prabhupada was not there. His guru was there. Prabhupada was there as a young man, married man. So they went to his guru's ashram. And they said, hey, so many young men you are keeping over here, brahmacharis, you know, what is the use of this becoming brahmachari and wasting their youth? We want them to take them to war. So they said, what you will do with my brahmacharis? They are so skinny and bony. What gun they will pick up? You know, go to some people's house where achha khate pe the ghar mein jao, pick up. So he just said, my brahmacharis are very skinny and bony. You know, they are fasting and they are very mild people. They don't get even angry also. So what to pick up shooting somebody? So that's how he also saved his brahmacharis from going to Second World War. Britishers were friends, na? They had friends alliance, so they wanted to recruit young boys. This is what happens in war comes, they pick up young boys and take them to war. So that's how Krishna protects his devotees. And a very wonderful story of Janmashtami is, that is a day when Radhana Swami was traveling in the train to go to Amarnath Yatra. And he was sadhu, na? He had long hair and he was without ticket, there was no money also. So he climbed up in one train which was going to Amarnath and he had obviously had to go to third class compartment. And he describes the train so graphically, you know. Everybody is entering the window only inside the train and they are all hanging from window also. And then people are just jam packed inside the window and then they pull you from the window. And then he traveling. And when session comes, they have to get down for a rest because they can't just remain hanging for all the while. So when session comes, they come out and take some breath and again go in the window to hang on, you know. So like that, once session comes, you know, and many people just get out of the windows and they have to, sometimes you are in Viral train, na? You have to get down. You are forced to get down even if you don't want to get down, right? It's like you are told, don't worry, you stand here, you will get down automatically. People will take you down now. But when you don't want to get down, you have to get down and come back again, no? Because you have to make the way. Like that, he was almost on the way in the window. So many people in the window wanted to get down the window. So many hundreds of people got down the window. So he had to get down the window. And that by the time so many people went down, time came to train start again. So you had to get back in the train. And the train started moving slowly and then people were just jumping inside, you know, like diving inside the window. And somehow he was struggling from this end, that end, and people were just getting in, and he just couldn't get in. And the train caught up speed, and he just couldn't further try anymore. So he was on the station, like, you know, this station is this, we don't know. Looking here and there, many sadhus with long hair and danda in hands, saffron dress, also moving around here and there. So he asked, what is the station? Where am I? He said, this is Mathura. And then they said, what is the day today? Why all of them holy men are there? So today is the birthday of Krishna. And we are all going to Vrindavan to celebrate. You want to come? He said, yes, I want to come. So he walked from Mathura station to Vrindavan. And then they went to some temples and they had darshan with sadhus and said, that is my day. On the day of Janmashtami, I reached Vrindavan. And he said, as soon as I reached Vrindavan, I could feel from within my heart that this is the place of Krishna. I could feel that, yes, this is the place belongs to Krishna actually. This is what realization he got. And he said, I never want to leave this place. His heart told him that, I don't want to leave this place, I want to stay here only. And he had promised his friend that they will meet in Amarnath. So his friend had gone from Delhi to Amarnath and he was supposed to go from wherever he was to Amarnath. And they were supposed to meet on some day in Amarnath. But he had lost the train and he didn't feel like going to Amarnath on a particular day. And the day came closer to reach Amarnath on that particular day. And he felt, no, that evening was crying. I said, I don't want to leave Vrindavan. It's such a beautiful place. I'm staying in the bank of Jamuna on the sand and I'm getting up in the morning with the sound of beautiful bells ringing and Mangalarti, and I go to Mangalarti and go to this Mangalarti temple, this temple, that temple. So beautifully I spend the whole day in sadhus and take bath in Jamuna's very beautiful waters. So I don't want to go. But I can't break my friend's heart. The whole night he could not sleep. And sometime in the middle of the night he went to sleep. And when he woke up at the time of the ring of the ringing of the bells, he realized he had very severe fever, boiling hot fever, that he couldn't even move his limbs. And he could not move his limbs, he could not get up only. And all the time it became day, from 4 o'clock, then 5 o'clock, then 6 o'clock, it became day also. And some coward men are passing by. They see this young man helplessly falling on the ground like this, helpless. So one coward boy, man, left his cows and came to him. And he asked them in some language, what is happening to you? And touched him. He saw he is having very heavy fever. So he spoke something in Hindi and understood that this boy will die if he doesn't get treatment. So he lifted him up and put him to Ramakrishna Mission Hospital at Mathura. And there, you know, very graphic description is there, what kind of needles they used to give him injection. Not the dog bite, the other story. Dog bite is a different story. But here also, they were using, you know, re-boiled and re-sterilized needles and they were using, and this fellow was coughing, he had TB, he just died in 3 days, like that, all this thing happened. And doctor said, you can't get discharged. He said, I have to go, my friend is waiting. He said, if you get discharged now, you will die. You have to be here for next 3 days. And next 3 days, the neighboring patients are all open cox patient, coughing like anything. And third day, the next patient also died in the middle of the night. And that's how he missed his friend. And his friend was waiting there and he couldn't find him. And Maharaj lived in Vrindavan only. But his entry in Vrindavan was on the day of Janmashtami. It's very memorial and very significant day for him. So Janmashtami ki jai. Any question is there? It is actually so beautiful to talk and hear about the Lord. No? You will forget everything. When I am talking, I am forgetting everything. When you are hearing, you are forgetting everything. You are actually with Krishna that time. When you are hearing this, you are with Him only. When you are with Him, no miseries touch you. No chinta bother you. No anxieties touch you. You must have felt now. I also felt like that. So it only gives you joy and it gives you satisfaction in the heart. And you know, the heart is like when you are thirsty and you drink nice, sweet, ambrosial, cool waters, how you feel satisfied, you know. Like that you feel satisfied when you hear Krishna's, the holy name and the stories of Krishna. And it is said that if one really loves and understands the meaning of Lord's appearance and Lord's activities, within the heart he understands that they are not like ordinary people's stories. If you understand that they are not ordinary stories, they are divine stories of the Lord. If you understand that, then it is said, after understanding that, you will never take birth again in the suffering world. And that is why we narrate these stories again and again. Because when we narrate the stories again and again, it's an opportunity for the hearing people not to take birth again in the suffering world. we create the opportunity by talking and listening for ourselves not to again take birth in this material world. Because this world is full of suffering. And Krishna's birth is for relieving us of all the sufferings from birth, old age, disease and death. And that's why every year repeatedly we celebrate Janmashtami, we celebrate Rath Yatra, we celebrate Govardhan Puja, we celebrate this, celebrate that. Just to give us an opportunity to remember Him, to talk about Him, to hear about Him, to sing about Him, to dance, to eat prasad, so that it's an opportunity for us to qualify ourselves not to come back again to suffer in this world. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Thank you very much.